朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
虽然我们是称为主日学的课程，
Even though this is a Sunday school lesson,
但是这个题目我们不能够把它只是当听课来看。
But please do not treat it as a lesson only.
当我们在这里讲到要介绍对圣灵该有的认识的时候，
As today we're going to introduce about the Holy Spirit.
因为他是一位有位格的神。
Because he is a God with personality.
他不是只是我们的一种经历、一种感觉或是 一种感动而已。
It's not just a move of the a touch of the heart or experience only.
他就是这位伟大的神。
He is the great God.
伟大的基督。
The great Christ.
伟大的圣灵。
Great Holy Spirit.
这位三而一的神。
The triune God.
圣灵是绝对有他的位格的。
Holy Spirit.For sure has his personality.
所以当我们要来介绍他的时候，你们觉得不配，也觉得这是何等荣耀的一件事情。
As we're about to introduce him, we felt this is so glorious, and yet we're so unworthy to talk about.
我大概20年前曾经跟一个传道人两个人坐下来谈话的时候。
About 20 years ago, when I was having a fellowship with a minister.
他有一个很深的感触。
And he had this feeling.
我们讲到整个新约里面有两个最重要的一个真理啊。
Because there are two most important truths in the New Testament.
一个是关于圣灵的，一个是关于教会的。
One is about the Holy Spirit, and another one about the church.
但是这两个真理却被仇敌破坏的最厉害。
But these are the truths that are being destroyed the most by the enemies.
讲到基督，我们都没有问题。
Yes, we have no problem to talk about Christ.
我们知道他为我们流血。舍命，他救赎了我们。
Because we all know that he shed his blood to redeem and save us.
我们相信他为我们死，为我们复活，为我们升天。
We believe that he died for us and resurrected for us.
今天除非是异端，基本上我们讲基督没有什么冲突的。
Unless it's heresy or cult, otherwise there will be no conflict about the truth in Christ.
但是基督整个来，他就是为了要把圣灵也带下来。
But yet Christ came so that Holy Spirit can come.
基督来也就是为了建立教会，预备心腹成为他永远的伴侣啊。
Christ came to prepare and build up the church to prepare for the bride to be his forever companion.
在这两个最重要的真理上面。
And on these two most important truths.
你发现仇敌是历世历代以来全力的在这里破坏。
And the enemy is trying all his might to destroy throughout the generations.
你今天去看普天下的教会。
Now you go see all the churches in this world.
如果走不在一起，如果产生矛盾和冲突，基本上都是在对圣灵的认识和对教会的认识上。
If any churches have conflicts among each other, most probably it's because of their knowledge in the Holy Spirit and the church.
所以，当我们今天要来讲对圣灵该有的认识和经历的时候。
As today we're going to talk about the knowledge and experience of the Holy Spirit.
啊，这个对我们实在是太重要的一件事情。
This is such an important thing.
先不管别人怎么看我们矽谷基督徒聚会。
Let us not focus on how people view SVCA.
有人说我们在教会居然准许弟兄姊妹唱诗举手。
Some criticize that we even allow brothers and sisters to raise their arms and hands when they worship.
就称我们是灵恩派，但是是温和的灵恩派。
And then they call us charismatics, but the mild charismatic.
有的人又说我们太过守旧了，都不肯这个唱唱跳跳的。
And some thinks that we're too conservative, we will not even dance.
我们不在乎别人怎么看我们。
We don't really care about what others say.
我们在乎神怎么看我们。
But how God sees us.
我们不在乎别人怎么说我们。
We don't care what other people say about us.
但是我们在乎我们所是的。
But we care.Who we really are.
到底我们尊不尊重圣灵？
Do we really respect and honor the Holy Spirit?
到底我们对圣灵的态度是什么？
What are our attitudes toward the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姊妹，这是最重要的事情。
And that is the most important thing.
今天任何一个圣徒，任何一个教会，圣灵不能掌权，这个教会不可能在主的面前复兴的。
if a Holy Spirit cannot reign in the church, then it's impossible for that church to be revived.
任何一个圣徒，不管你信主多久啊。
Any saints, no matter how long you've been a Christian.
如果我们对圣灵没有正确的认识，没有持续深入的经历，我们仅只得救就是了。
If we do not have the right understanding and knowledge and theEver deeper experience, then we are just barely saved.
所有圣经的应许、祝福、神的旨意，都借着圣灵要实化在我们身上，要 actualize 在我们的身上。
All the promises and the blessings in the Bible can only be actualized and become reality through the Holy Spirit.
所以，我们对圣灵如果有不正确的认识，有没有第一手真实的经历，弟兄姊妹，我们这个人真的是太可惜了。
If we do not have the true understanding and genuine experience of the Holy Spirit, then it's such a pity for us.
真的就是保罗说的，仅只得救啊。
Then just like what Paul says, we're just barely saved.
我们里面要有一个渴慕，要有一个不甘心，说主，我要认识你。
So we ought to have this desire and willingness to know.
好，所以我们今天要讲的话，给大家的这个讲义哈，几乎第一页关于圣灵该有的认识，在我们其他的课程都讲过了啊。
So actually, on our online, the first page about the knowledge of the Holy Spirit, they've all been mentioned in other lessons.
啊，如果你想要更深入一点、更多了解的话，请你回去听这些课，基础神学或是新人蒙训啊，或是其他有专门的系列讲到圣灵的方面的。
If you want to go deeper and get more understanding, then you can listen to other lessons like the ND or the fundamental truth.
啊，但是因为我们最近的主题在讲认识我们的教会
，because this series is about knowing our church，
所以我还是需要很精简的把它简单把最重要的几个点简单复习一下。
Therefore, I want to briefly go over the most important things。
啊，因为虽然我说我们有那么多的课程已经讲了圣灵，但是真正会有时间有功夫回去听的人，我想也不多啊。
Even though I mentioned that we have talked about it in other series, but I'm sure not many of us have the time to go over them again.
我们很快的看一下，今天不光是恩典的时代，更是圣灵的时代。
So today is not only the age of grace, but even more so the age of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天如果我们对圣灵的认识和经历不够的话，我们基本上在恩典上啊，我们就受了太大太大的亏损。
So today, if we lack, not true understanding of the Holy Spirit, then we fall short.Of the grace.
我这里列了很多的经文，我没有空讲，也没有空去翻，但是请大家回家自己去对照着读啊。
We have listed many scripture passages. Please go home and go over them.
啊，像例如说约翰福音第十六章第七节到第八节，主说我去对你们是有益的，我若不去，保惠师就不来。
For example, in John chapter 16, verse 7 and 8, is the Lord Jesus himself said that it is to your advantage that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Helper will not come to you.
门徒需要主，舍不得主走。
Because the disciples would not want to let Jesus go.
主耶稣也爱他的门徒，舍不得离开他们。
And Jesus also loved his disciples, and he was not willing to leave them.
那如果他需要离开的话，那一定是对他们好，他才愿意离开的。
But yet, if he needed to leave them, it must be to their advantage that he leave them.
所以主耶稣在这句话里面好像告诉我们，我去是为了把更好的给你们。
So here, as if the Lord Jesus was saying that, I'm going so that you will have even better one.
所以他说我去与你们是有益的。
Therefore he says, it is to your advantage that I go.
他说如果我不去，保惠师就不来。
He says, if I do not go away, then the helper, the comforter will not come to you.
所以换一句话说，这个约翰福音十四章说的那另一位保惠师比主耶稣这个保惠师好像还更好。
In other words, what's mentioned in John chapter 14 says there's another helper. It seems that he is even better than the Lord Jesus himself.
你会说余弟兄你在讲异端啊，还有比基督更好的吗？
Then you might say, Pastor Yu, are you talking about heresy? Is there anyone could be better than Lord Jesus himself?
弟兄姊妹，这是主耶稣的话。
But this is what the Lord Jesus is saying.
而且圣灵就是耶稣基督得了荣耀之后的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ after he was glorified.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹去读摩安德烈的《基督的灵》哈，《The Spirit of Christ》，他第五章就讲到什么叫做圣灵。圣灵就是得了基督、得了荣耀之后，基督的基督。
I encourage brothers and sisters to read the book by Andrew Murray, The Spirit of Christ. In chapter 5, he mentioned that Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ after he was glorified.
他再也不受时间和空间的限制。
He was no longer limited by time and space.
当他在地上的时候，他在耶路撒冷，他就不能够在加利利。
Because while he was on earth, when he was in Jerusalem, he could not be in Galilee at the same time.
他在加百农的时候，他就不可能到耶路撒冷来。
When Lord Jesus was in Capernaum, then he could not be at Jerusalem at the same time.
今天他不光超越了时空。
Today, not only he transcends time and space.
他住在我们的心中。
He also dwells within us.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是一个全新的时代，这是一个了不起、伟大的时代。
This is a completely different and great era that we are in.
耶稣基督。从死里复活
Jesus Christ has resurrected from the dead.
他升上高天掳掠所有的仇敌
He ascended into heaven and captured all the enemies.
他进到父神承受了父神应许的荣耀把圣灵赐下来
And he went to the Father, received all the glories and gave the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹我们今天是太荣耀的一个时代叫做圣灵的时代
So today we live in such a glorious era called the age of the Holy Spirit.
我们的生命我们的能力我们的喜乐我们的满足所有的事情都跟圣灵发生关系的
Our life, our strength, our joy and our happiness, everything has to do with the Holy Spirit.
在这里讲到圣灵降临的主要目的
And then we want to see the main purposes of coming of the Holy Spirit.
我常常就需要节制我自己，因为不然我讲不完。我只要讲一个点，我就停不下来。
I often have to limit myself, otherwise I just cannot stop.
讲到他，我们心里兴奋了，太宝贵了。
When we talk about him, it's so exciting.
所以我很简短的讲到圣灵降临的目的，我只列三个，其实他的目的太伟大了。
I'll briefly go over the main purposes of coming the Holy Spirit. I only listed three. Actually, there are many.
但是另外一面，光这三个，我们真的深入了解的话，弟兄姊妹，我们今天的情形绝对不一样。
But then, on the other hand, if we truly understand these three purposes, then we will totally be different.
圣灵降临为了荣耀神的儿子，为神的儿子做见证。
The Holy Spirit came to glorify the Son of God and to testify for the Son of God.
约翰福音十五章主耶稣明着说，他来的是要为我做见证的。
In John chapter 15, the Lord Jesus says that the Helper will come to testify for me.
十六章他说他要将授予我的都告诉你们。
And then in chapter 16, it says he will take what's mine and declare it to you.
所以一切的神迹奇事、大能的作为、人心的改变、圣灵的启示，通通都是为了荣耀神的儿子，为他做见证。
Therefore, all the signs and wonders, mighty works of the Holy Spirit, and all the revelation and transformation, all for the glory of God.
所以今天任何服侍主的人，任何的教会。
So any servants of God, any church.
如果我们做圣灵要做的工。
If we just do what the Holy Spirit wants us to do.
那是一件最省事、最蒙福的事情。
And that will be the most efficient, the most blessed way.
因为那是圣灵在做的。
Because that is something that the Holy Spirit is working on.
我们配合他，让他透过我们来做。
And we just cooperate with him so that he will work through us.
跟你自己要去做一个工，然后说求圣灵帮助我，这两个是不同的境界。
And that's vastly different and totally different realms compared to we initiate something and ask the Holy Spirit to bless us.
今天服侍主的人最常犯的错误就是我有这么多的计划，然后我求神祝福我。
So the most common mistakes of servants of God today is that we have all these agendas and plans, and then we ask God to bless us.
我们只注重 for him, 为着他，但是我们却忽略了 of him, 是由他发起的。
Because we only focus on for him, to do things for him, but we neglected that it has to be of him, it has to be initiated by him.
我曾经举一个很简单的例子，有一个人到印度去度假的时候，不知道他出差还是度假。
Let me give you a simple example. For example, someone went to India, maybe onbusiness trip or vacation.
他坐在那个大马路这个两边都是树哈，他坐在树荫底下椅子上休息。
And he was resting under a tree, the tree shades.
然后他就看到一个扫街的工人在那里扫树叶。
And he saw someone just sweeping the streets, sweeping the leaves.
他从街的那一头开始扫，例如说扫到三分之一，突然大风吹起来，把所有树叶又吹回去了。
This person might be sweeping the leaves until to one third of the block, and then all of a sudden the wind came and then blew away all the leaves that he gathered.
这个人很忠心认真，回去又再开始扫。
And this person being very faithful, he would just go back to the starting of the block
过了一下又来了一阵风又把它吹回去了
and then soon another wind blew and it blew away all the leaves
他就在那里来来回回很认真地做着这件事情
so he was very faithful and keep doing the same thing over and over again
结果这个人就走过去跟他比手画脚叫他从那一头扫过来
And this person just went and tried to explain to him that why don't you start from the other end of the block?
你顺着风来扫。
Just follow the wind.
很多的时候，很多的时候，你不仅仅不会再有刚刚的情形，而且他是在帮助我们。
So not only that the wind will not go against you, but the wind will actually help you.
主耶稣说，圣灵随着自己的风，随着自己的意思吹。
The Lord Jesus Himself says the Holy Spirit is that like the wind.It blows whatever it wills.
我们所有属灵的追求，所有的侍奉，教会所有的圣工，如果我们是随着圣灵而行，那是一个不同的结果。
So all the spiritual pursuits and all the ministries, if we follow the Holy Spirit, it will yield completely different results.
神的儿子来就是要不是圣灵来就是要为神的儿子做见证的啊。
So the Holy Spirit came to glorify the Son of God and testify for the Son.
所以当我们在这里高举基督、荣耀基督，要来满足基督的时候，圣灵一定跟我们同工的。
So whenever we're here to glorify Jesus, to exalt Jesus, then for sure.Holy Spirit will work with us.
因为这就是他要做的事情。
Because that is what he wants to do.
第二个，他要带领神的儿子们进入一切的真理。
Secondly, he will lead children of God into all truth.
主耶稣在十六章的十三节说：“只等到真理的圣灵来，他要引导你们明白那个小字叫做进入一切的真理。”
Like in John chapter 16, the Lord Jesus says that the Helper, the Holy Spirit, will come and guide you into all truth.
让所有的字句，所有的那些白纸黑字的应许，在我们身上变成真实的经历。
So that all the letters and the promises will become reality on us.
进入真理不光是明白它，而且让我们真的进入。能够 actualize 我说的实话在我的身上。
So when it says that he will guide us into truth, not only that we will have this true understanding, but it will become real, it will actualize in us.
例如说，圣灵是一个喜乐的灵，他要用喜乐的油来膏我们。
For example, we say that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of joy, and He will anoint us with joy.
有多少人觉得你被圣灵喜乐的油膏过的？
Please raise your hand if you ever feel that you've been anointed by the oil of gladness.
当圣灵正这样膏我们的时候，用喜乐油膏我们，喜乐的灵充满我们的时候，哎呀，我们才晓得这个应许是真的。
So when we are being filled with the Holy Spirit and then with the anointed with the oil of gladness, then we realize this promise is true.
它不是只发生在我顺利的时候，感觉好的时候，甚至我可以一面流泪一面赞美。
It does not only happen when I feel happy and joyful, but it will happen even when I'm sad. I can shed tears and feel joy at the same time.
他是使人夜间歌唱的那一位，我们就在圣灵里来经历他。
Because he is the one that will cause us to sing in the middle of the night.
第三个，他来为了建造教会，完成神的旨意啊。
Third purpose is that he came to edify the church.To fulfill God's will.
他不仅仅在我们圣徒个人身上做改变变化的工作。
Not only that, he's transforming the lives of individual saints.
把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
So that we can be conformed to the likeness of the Son of God.
神永远的旨意是借着教会来完成的。
Because then the eternal will of God is actually fulfilled through the church.
所以你到启示录二十一章看见圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
Therefore, we see that in Revelation chapter 21, this holy city come to the earth out from heaven.
而在前面，天使告诉约翰说，这个城就是羔羊的妻啊，羔羊的妻就是这座城。
Before that, the angel was telling Apostle John that this city is the bride of the Christ.
所以今天圣灵在这里预备我们啊。
And today, the Holy Spirit is preparing us.
也让我们能够，他把各样的恩赐赐下来，由使徒、先知、传福音的牧师、教师，为了要成全圣徒。各尽其职来建立基督的身体。
And he also gave all kinds of gifts to be apostles, prophets, and evangelists, teachers, and pastors in order to equip the saints for the work of ministry to build up the body of Christ.
所以这三个最重要的目的，我们一定要晓得啊。
So we have to know these three main purposes of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵赐下来不是为了我个人的满足的。
Because the Holy Spirit did not come just to satisfy us individually.
不是为了让我有一些特别的经历和享受的。
He did not come so that we can have special experience and enjoyments.
那些东西是自然的结果。
Those are natural byproducts.
还记得我们前一阵子这个Family Month 是家庭月的时候，我们说。男女结婚的目的不是为了追求幸福快乐的。
Remember during the family month, we mentioned that when a man and a woman get married, the purpose is not just to have a happy family.
你今天是乃是为着神的荣耀的。
But for the glory of God.
你去外面跟不信耶稣的人讲这句话，人家连听都不想听。
If you share this with a non-believer, they will not even want to listen.
连迪士尼乐园的故事小说不是都是这样讲吗？从此王子公主过着幸福快乐的生活。
Because all the stories, all the Disney stories tell us that from here on, the prince and princess live there happily, happily thereafter.
那个是应该是结果，那不是目的。
But actually, that is the results, not the purpose.
一个婚姻让主居首位的婚姻，决定是幸福快乐。
Because a marriage that exalts Christ will for sure be a happy one.
同样，圣灵赐下来。
Also, when Holy Spirit came.
当我们在这里为着荣耀神，为着荣耀基督，高举基督的时候，我们自然会有圣灵中各式各样全备的祝福和享受。
Because when we focus on glorifying Jesus and exalting Christ, then for sure, naturally, we will have all kinds of special blessings in the Spirit.
所以不要把追求我个人的满足、享受、经历医治、经历释放，当作我追求圣灵的目的。
So please do not, consider receiving blessings, healings, or all kinds of enjoyments as the purpose of pursuing the Holy Spirit.
如果那样子的话，我们是舍本逐末。
Then we'll actually have the priority wrong.
好，在圣灵里该有的基本的经历啊。
And now we talk about the experiences in the Holy Spirit.
啊，我这里提了五件事情。
I mentioned five things here.
我刚才才注意到我印的这边重生得救变成四了，你们是多少？是一是吧？哦，是一 ，OK， 所以后来改了。那个，这里我提到五件事情。
So I mentioned five things, five experiences.
你要专心听好，看看你自己在圣灵里面的经历现在到了哪一个阶段了，或是你在哪一个点上疏忽了。
Please pay attention and see where you are among all these experiences and if you have neglected any.
一个正常的基督徒，这五个都该有。
For a normal Christian, we ought to experience all five of these.
啊，所以我们来看第一个讲重生得救。
First is rebirth and salvation.
啊，就当我们悔改、重生，得到了新生命，这是讲到圣灵来做的第一件事情。
This is about our repentance and being saved and receive a new life.
圣灵来叫人为罪、为义、为审判自己、责备自己，你承认自己是个罪人。
Because the Holy Spirit come to convict the world of sin, of righteousness and judgment, so that we can confess and that we are sinners.
约翰福音第三章主耶稣对尼哥底母讲得清清楚楚，若不是从水和圣灵生，人不能够进神的国，必须要重生。
In John chapter 3 verse 5, Lord Jesus clearly said to Nicodemus, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
请大家注意哈，这个不光只是拿到一个护照，一个 passport。
So this is not just to receive a passport.
任何人进美国，你都得拿 passport， 除非你跳船。
Anyone who comes to America needs to have a passport, unless you are illegal.
你不要说来美国，你到任何国家去，他都要海关都要看你的护照的。
It's not just for America. Any country you want to go, the custom will require you to carry your passport.
所以有人认为，将来进神的国就像拿个 passport， 我有了就没问题了。我还是过我的生活。
That's why some misunderstand thinking that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, we also need a passport.
圣灵重生，我们是把一个全新的生命，耶稣基督的生命，永远的生命赐给我们。
When Jesus gave, when we are being born again by the Holy Spirit, we're actually being given a new life, an eternal life.
这个伟大非受造的生命一旦进来，我们不可能不改变的。
Because this great This supernatural life, non-created, when the life comes to us, it's impossible for us not to change.
这今年特会主题诗歌，于是我问我，我说就唱这耶稣来住在我心。不要以为这个诗歌很浅，这个诗歌太重要了。
That's why I picked the theme song for this conference. Since Jesus came into my heart, don't think that this is such a shallow one.
自耶稣来住在我心，我的生命起了何等的大改变！弟兄姊妹，不可能不改变的。
Since Jesus came into my life, I experienced such a great change. It's impossible for us not to transform.
千万不可以小看重生这件事情。
Please do not take rebirth lightly.
重生解决的你有 没有你是你不是的问题。
Because it determines where you are or not, you have or don't have.
你将来能够多丰富，你将来能够多得胜，能够多成熟，那是我们一生要去追求、要去成长的。但是有永生，没永生，你是神的儿女，你不是神的儿女，就借着我们的重生决定的。
Because rebirth determines if you are children of God or you're not children of God, you're saved or you're not saved.
重生太重要了。
So rebirth is so important.
很多自称基督徒的根本没有重生。
Some self-proclaimed Christians, they are not actually not born again.
神在几十年前在中国还没有，老是要讲沦陷哈，对不起哈，解放或沦陷不管了。那个时候有一个孟教士。
Before the liberation of China by the communists, actually there was a missionary monk.
他有一个神特别给他的托付，他碰到人就问说：“你到底重生了没有？”
She has a special commission from the Lord, so whoever she met, she would ask, "Are you born again?"
他管你是教会的长老、传道人、信主五十年，他碰到说：“你真的重生吗？”
Whether she doesn't care if you're a pastor, elders, or deacon, whenever she sees you, she will ask, "Are you born again?"
有多少人因为他这句话被震醒了，知道我自己其实没有重生？
Actually, many people were awakened by her question and realizing that they were not born again.
真重生不可能这个样子的，生命不改变，生活的方式不改变，优先顺序不改变，不可能的。
If you're truly born again, it's impossible for you to remain the same. That your life is the same, your life priority the same. There's no change. That's impossible.
我为什么讲这么多时间在重生？我不希望你把第一阶看得太低，第一阶太重要了。
Why do I spend so much time on rebirth? Because I don't want you to take it lightly. This is so important, so fundamental.
然后圣灵内住。
Then the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
刘姊妹讲到这个，我们都要兴奋的爆炸了。伟大的神，宇宙不够他住，居然住在我的心中。
This truth shall make us so excited to explosion because this great God of universe.That even the entire universe cannot contain him, and he's willing to dwell inside you.
天和天上的天不够他住，他居然要住在我的心中。
The heavens and the heaven above cannot contain him, and yet he's willing to dwell within us.
而圣灵的内住跟我重生是同时发生的。
And actually, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit happened at the same time when I was born again.
那是客观上。
And that is objectively speaking.
而主观上是在于我们每一天怎么样子的来尊重圣灵，来经历圣灵。
But yet subjectively.It takes us daily respecting and obedient to the Holy Spirit to realize that.
基督借着圣灵住在我的心中。
Because Christ through the Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts.
所以我们开始所有属灵的经历都是跟内住的基督、内住的圣灵发生关系的。
Because all our spiritual experiences has to do with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
我们蒙光照，我们被指引，我们得安慰，恩膏的教训，圣灵中的祷告，通通都是跟圣灵发生关系的。
That we are enlightened by the Holy Spirit, comforted, we receive guidance, provision, teaching of the Holy Spirit, and then praying in the Holy Spirit. All has to do with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
大家有空回去听听从前的信息哈。第三个讲到圣灵的管制。
Third, experience the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
他不光在我们里面成为我们的生命。
Not only that, he becomes our life.
他在外面为我们调度万事。
And then outwardly, he works out all things for us.
要叫爱神的人得到益处。
For the good to those who love God.
你从罗马书八章二十八节读到三十节，你就知道这里的益处是讲到让我得到基督的生命做生命。
If you read Romans chapter 8 verse 28 to 30, then you know that this good is that we receive Christ as our life.
要把我们磨成神儿子的形象，叫我们像耶稣。
So that we are being conformed to the image, to the likeness of Christ, so that we can become like Jesus.
我想你们，我们在矽谷的人，当爸爸妈妈的，在养孩子最重要的一件事情，你们常常注意的是什么？
So, I want to ask parents in Silicon Valley, what are the most important things when you raise your children?
学校、学区、学区、学区，哈。
Maybe school district.
啊，或是送到私人学校、基督教学校。
Or to private schools.Christian schools,
因为我们在乎谁影响他，谁在教他。
Because we care who are influencing, who are teaching our children.
好，最近越来越多弟兄姊妹在交通说，希望主祷告，我们要祷告，让市政府改变，准许我们办自己的学校，我们要办一流的哈，为神家培养合用的器皿。
Recently, some brothers and sisters are praying that hopefully the city will allow us to have a school here so that we will build up the first, the best school here.
我们在这里培养的不是为了去 Ivy League 不是去常春藤，是为了属天君王的这个最高的学府。
But if we ever build a church, build a school, we're not here to raise children for Ivy League, but for the most high king of the universe.
圣灵为我们祷告。
And then Holy Spirit intercedes for us.
因为鉴察人心的，说到是神，晓得圣灵的意思，知道圣灵在想什么。
Because he who searches the heart, that is God, knows the mind of the Spirit.
因为我们本不晓得怎么祷告。
Because we do not know what to pray.
所以圣灵来帮助我们祷告。
And the Holy Spirit came to help us.
而圣灵照着神的旨意为我们祷告。
And the Holy Spirit intercedes for us according to God's will.
不仅仅为我们祷告。
Not only that, he prays for us.
他为我们调度万事。
And he also works out all things for us.
所以我说这句话太宝贵了，基督是一切又在一切之内。
Therefore, this is so precious that Christ is all and in all.
在我一切的人际关系，在我一切的遭遇里面，
in all of my situations and my relationships，
在我每一天的生活里面，
in my daily life，
在我今天都还没有过之前，圣灵已经走在我的前面，为我预备好的今天。
Even for the days that I have not passed, Holy Spirit proceed before me and prepare all things for me.
所以，一个真认识圣灵在管制、在教育我们的人，他对他生活的每一件事情都充满了意义和价值。
Anyone who understands the significance and meaning of discipline and education of the Holy Spirit, then he will treasure all experiences.
The education of the Holy Spirit, 这是圣灵来的教育，这是属天的教育。
Because this is the education of the Holy Spirit, this is the education of the heavenly.
所以基督徒的字典里面绝对没有倒霉和运气这样子。
So in Christians, we do not have this.Term that we are unlucky.
我今天又站在外面听了哈，而且去看弟兄姊妹。
Today I stood outside to greet brothers and sisters.
我们的招待都在笑，他说：“于弟兄，为什么你一站这，大家都能跑的呢？”
Our usher brother asked, "Pastor Yu, how come whenever you stand here, everyone runs to church?"
我说：“我很喜欢听大家在那边叫天呐、啊，因为迟到了在喊天的。”
Because I'd love to hear it when brothers and sisters saw me and then they said, "Oh my gosh!"
今天有一个人跑进来就说：“怎么这么巧呢？又跟你碰上了。
” And one person came to church and said, "Oh, what a coincidence! I see you again."
这句话的意思表示他平常不迟到，就那么迟到两次都被我碰上了。
In other words, he was actually implying he's never late, but only late for twice, and then he saw me twice.
喊这句话的我不说你是谁了哈，你就晓得这是出于耶和华。
You know who you are. I won't name you, but you know this is from the Lord.
你如果不改的话，第三次你还会说怎么这么巧呢？
So if you don't change your habit, then the third time you're probably going to see Pastor Yu again.
从上次喊完，我已经七次都准时了，为什么第八次没准时，你又站在门口？
So maybe you start from today, you will be on time for seven times. The eighth time, you're late, and then you might see Pastor Yu again.
弟兄姊妹，这个轻松话，但是在我们生活里面，真的每件事情，神量了又量，才发生在我们身上的。
And we have to understand that in our daily life, the Lord, measured again before he sends.
任何的环境如果不能够让我的生命被改变，我跟神的关系被改变，我们里面都要有一个不甘心，一个神圣的不满足。
So that we will not willingly let any situation pass without transformation of our lives and change in our relationship with God.
所以圣灵的管制就是叫我们像耶稣。就是让我们与主更亲，爱主更深。
So the purpose of discipline of the Holy Spirit is that we can be like Christ, and we will be closer to God, and we have deeper love for the Lord.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。